Shalom to all. Today's office about Basad Daf Pei Zayin. We're starting with the Mishnah about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Hamecher Yad Rishamul Chaveroi. A person sold wine or oil to his friend. That doesn't have to be wine or oil specifically. It could be any sort of produce. We're just going to see something at the end of the Mishnah that has to do only with wine and oil. That's why the Mishnah is mentioning this in the beginning, as we have this transaction taking place and they agreed upon a price. V'hukru Asha Hazlu. And then in the middle of the transaction, the price went up or down. Imat Shulay Nismal Samida. If the measuring cup, the kli being used to measure out the wine or oil, was not yet full, lemeicher. This wine and oil is still considered to be the meicher's, and he's allowed to back out if he wants. Whereas Mishan Ismael Samida, if it was already full, lelekeach, everything belongs to lekeach, and the meicher is not allowed to back out, but lelekeach is if he wants to. Now, if there was a middleman in between them, he buys from the Baal Bayis and sells the lekeach. Nishbar Chavis, if the barrel that had the wine or oil in it broke, Nishbar Lesarser, that's the loss of the Sarser and not the lekeach. We don't say that he's an agent of the lekeach, it's not like he's a shaliach, the Sarser is his own person. Now, here's where the Mishnah brings it in. Specific to wine and oil, v'chayv l'hatif loy shalosh tipin, he has to let 3 drops drip out, meaning after he pours the entire measure for the lekeach, he has to keep on holding the kli upside down and allow 3 drips of wine or oil to come off the sides of the kli. Now let's say herchina, he tilted the kli umitzis, and after some time, some oil or wine pooled at the bottom. Harei yushal meicher, that belongs to the meicher, and that does not have to be given to the lekeach. V'chen v'ni, ein chayv l'hatif shalosh tipin, a storekeeper does not have to drip these 3 drops for a customer because he's too busy to do that. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, erev Shabbos v'chashecha, Pater. Erev Shabbos, right before it gets dark, he's pater from doing this, and the Gemara is going to discuss who the he is. Are we referring to a regular Baal HaBayis or to the Chen V'ni? That's another Gemara asked on the first part of the Mishnah. Ha-midi d'man, whose measuring kli is this? Ilei midi l'kach, if you want to say the measuring kli belongs to l'kach, well, actually, it's Miles Mida, l'meicher, when the Mishnah said that if the Mida was not full yet, it still belongs to the meicher and he's allowed to back out, why would that be? Midi l'kachi, this measuring cup belongs to l'kach, and the moment something's poured into it, that is automatically acquired by l'kach. Why are we saying that it's considered to be the meicher's as long as it's not full? Rather, you want to say, okay, it's the meicher's mida. Well, we had also said, Mishan Ismael's mida, once it gets full, lo lekeach, that all belongs to lekeach. But why is that? Mida the meicher he. It's the measuring kli of the meicher. So even though it's completely full, it still shouldn't be acquired by the lekeach because it belongs to the meicher. So Rav Vila explains, b'mida sarser. We're talking about it's the mida of the sarser, of the middleman. Basically, this measuring kli was borrowed for the use of measuring wine or oil into it. And therefore, if it's not full, we say it's considered to be borrowed by the meicher. But if it is full, it's considered now to be borrowed by the lekeach. How can you say that? The next part of the Mishnah says, if there was a middleman in between them, Nishbar Chavis, Nishbar Lasarser, if the barrel broke, then now that broke for the Sarser. That's mashma that the Reisha is not talking about the Kli of a Sarser. So how could we give this answer? And the Gemara says, no problem. Reisha, Mida, Beloy Sarser. The Reisha is talking about the measuring Kli of the Sarser, but the Sarser is not there. This middleman is not involved in the transaction. They just borrowed this Kli to be able to use it for their transaction, which was taking place directly between the Meicher and the Lekeach. Whereas Seifa, the next part of the Mishnah, is Besasar Atmoy, that's talking about where we have a middleman himself. He's there helping measure everything. And since he's there, and this is his business, he's a middleman, he buys from one guy and sells to another. We say that the moment something's poured into the Kli, it's automatically acquired by the Sarser himself. And that's if the Kli breaks with everything in it, that's the Sarser's loss and not anybody else's. And therefore, we're going to have a steer between the first and second part of the Mishnah. And we can explain the next part. Herchina, if he had tilted his Kli, umitzes, and some oil or wine pooled at the bottom, Harel Shal Meicher, that belongs to the Meicher. It doesn't have to be given to the Lekeach. Now he discusses further, Kisalker Blazer, when Blazer went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, Ashkel is Iri. He encountered Zairi and Amarle, he asked him, Mikan Tana Desnai Rav Midais, is there a Tana, which means is there not Mairo, who's an expert in Brises, who's taught by Rav and Mishnah or Brisa that talks about Midais measurements? Tachuye Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Zairi pointed out Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to Rav Blazer. So Amarle, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi asked him, Maika Kashalcha, what's bothering you? What question do you have? And as Rav Blazer told him, that Nan, our Mishnah says, Herchinu Mitzes, Harishal Meicher, that if the Meicher, after letting 3 drops drip out, tilted his Kli and some wine or oil pulled at the bottom, that belongs to the meicher, doesn't have to be given to the lekeach. But Pei Zayin on top, here's our issue. But Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says, Herchinu mitzah harezu truma. If when a person measured out oil or wine of truma, and he took that kli that had the truma in it, poured it into the kayin's kli, and then afterwards tilted it, and some oil or wine pulled at the bottom, that's considered truma, and that has to be given to the kayin. It can't be kept by the Baal HaBayis. It seems to be this is stira. So Amrulay, he answered him, Ha'itmar Lo has already stated on that, Omer Ravo, Ravo said, Mishum Yesh Bailim Naguba. Our Mishnah is talking about Yesh Bailim. Of course, whatever's left in the kli technically belongs to whom it was supposed to be given to. However, in the case of Lekeach, after he already got the entire measure, and he had 3 drips dropped afterwards that went into his vessel as well, he's already miyayish from anything else that might pool in the bottom of this kli later on. And that's why it belongs to the meicher. But when we're talking about truma, truma is truma. And even though later on it pooled at the bottom of the kli, we don't say that the kain was miyayish. It's considered truma and it has to be given to the kain. So there's no stira. Now going to the last part of the Mishnah, we had said, that he does not have to drip into a customer's kli, and that's because he's too busy. busy. And then Rabbi Yehuda had said that Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, he doesn't have to do this. So Rabbi Yehuda asked one question. Rabbi Yehuda Resha Koi Ulakula, is Rabbi Yehuda going on Resha? I mean, he's going on a regular Baal Bayis and he's Mekel. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing to the Tanakama that a Baal Bayis always has to drip out three drips, except for an Erev Shabbos when he's too busy, that he doesn't have to do. And the Tanakama would argue with him and say that no, he does. Oidoma, perhaps a Seifa Koi. Rabbi Yehuda is going on the Seifa on the Chenveni case, Ulachomra, and he's Machmer, meaning the Tanakama holds and a Chenveni does not have to drip out these three drips because he's too busy, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Chenveni always has to, except for an Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, because only then the Chenveni is too busy. And so Tashma, we have a Raya, the Tanya of Brasa tells Beferosh Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, Chenveni Pater, Menesha Chenveni Tarud, it's only Erev Shabbos im Chashecha that the Chenveni is Pater because he's too busy, but all other times a Chenveni is Chayiv, clearly Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer. And moving on to another Mishnah, Hashalech has Benoi Eitzel Chenveni, Upundion Beyadai, a fellow sends his little kid to storekeeper with a Pundion. Now Pundion is two Isarim, and as we're going to see, the father wants oil worth an Isser and change of an Isser. And what happened? Umadalai Be'Isser Shemen, the Chenveni measured out an Isser's worth of oil into a Kli, Venosalai's Isser, and then he gave the Isser's worth of change to the little kid. And what happened on the way back home? Shavar Satsluchas Va'avanes Isser, the little kid broke the jug, causing the oil to be lost as well, and he also lost the Isser of change. Chenveni Chayiv, the Chenveni is Chayiv in all these things. He has to pay for the lost oil, the lost Isser, and the broken jug. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, Rabbi Yehuda Paters, Shaman Askin Shelchai, because that's the reason why the father sent the kid. Why should the Chenveni be Chayiv for this? Now, Moedim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, Chacham agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, Bezman Shatzleichas Biaratinoik, that if the Tzleichas, this little jug, always remained in the hands of the child and it was never taken by the Chenveni, Umadim Chenveni Lisoicha, and all the Chenveni did was measure something into it, Shachenveni Pater, in that case, the Chenveni is Pater. So now we analyze what exactly is the Machlaikas. The Gemara tells us, Bishleim Be'Isser Veshemen Behapligi, we understand that in regards to the Isser worth of change and the oil that had spilled, that this is the Machlaikas. Drabun Savi, Drabun Hold, Loi Due Shadre. The father only sent his kid to let the Chenveni know that this is what he wants, but not that he should send it back with the kid. This is very understandable in Eretz Yisrael, where we have these little neighborhood makolet. Very often you're in Yechaskel's makolet Erev Shabbos, and a little kid walks in with money and he wants to buy something, and he tells Yechaskel, my mother needs X, Y, and Z. So obviously nowadays, the little kid is given this stuff with a change, and he's told, be very careful, go run right back home, don't cause any problems. But in the Mishnah, the Rabbanan are saying that no, when a father sends his kid to the store to buy him oil, he doesn't want the Chenveni to send the oil back with the little kid. The kid's not responsible. He's basically just sending his kid as a messenger, telling the Chenveni, I want you to send me some oil with a responsible shliach. And that's why when the Chenveni doesn't do this, he sends it back with the little kid, of course he's going to be chayv for the loss. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, shidur le shadre, he sent him to be sent, meaning the father sent his little kid in order to bring back the oil himself, and therefore it's not the Chenveni's fault, that's what the father wanted. El rather, here's the problem, pay attention to the gears of change, tzluchas, in regards to the jug itself, aveda midasi, that's not aveda midas. If the father sent his kid with a little jug to be filled up with oil, the moment he handed his jug to his kid, that's considered an aveda midas. He knows that the kid is most probably going to break it, so according to Chachamim, why should the Chenveni be chayiv for giving this jug back to the kid, even though maybe he shouldn't have given it back with oil, and that's why he's chayiv to pay for the oil, but the jug itself was as good as broken the moment the father gave it to the kid, so why is the Chenveni chayiv for that? And here we're going to have a number of attempted answers. Amar Rav Ishaya says this is attempt number one. Hacha b'Baal Bayis Mocher Tzoiches Haskinon. Over here we're talking about where the Baal Bayis, this father, he sold little jugs. Uchagon Shenotel Chenveni Amanas Labakra. And over here we could say that the Chenveni took this jug with intent to check it out to make sure it's good. Uchad Shmuel is just like Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Hainotel Kli Min Uman Amanas Labakra. If a person takes a kli from the craftsman in order to check it out to see if it's good, Benanz Biyadai, and some oinus happens and it breaks, Chayiv, the customer's Chayiv. Basically, it's not like we understood. It's not that the father sent this jug to be filled up with oil. Really, this father sells all sorts of containers, and when the Chenveni took this kankan, this little jug from the kid, it wasn't to fill it up with oil, it was to check it out to make sure it doesn't have any holes, and if it was good, he would buy it. And Shmuel holds in such a case that the moment the kli is taken by the potential buyer, it's automatically acquired by him, because Mistama, he will find it shalem, and then most definitely he wants it. And therefore, when the kli was subsequently handed back to the kid with the oil in it, it's the Chenveni's responsibility, not the father's. That's obviously the chum in the Mishnah, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's always the father's issue. However, the Gemara asks on this, Lema de Shmuel Tanaihi, do you want to say that this member of Shmuel is a machlekes tanaim? It doesn't seem to be that it is throughout the Gemara. It seems to be this is a regular standard thing that if a person takes a kli from an uman to check it out, obviously with the intent to buy it, and something happens while it's with the customer is chayiv. And so it's not a valid answer. El Rabbi Rav Yosef Dam Shavayu, rather Rabbi Rav Yosef, they try to answer that hacha the Chenveni meicher tzeiches haskinon. We're talking about where the Chenveni, the storekeeper, he didn't only sell oil and other things, he also sold little jugs. And the father actually didn't send any jug with the kid. He sent him just with money to the store to get this oil, and the storekeeper sent him back with a jug that had oil in it. Vaz Rav Yehuda Tamei Rabbanu Tamayu, and Rabbi Yehuda Lashita Soi, and Rabbanu Lashita Sam, as we explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the father sent the kid with money in order to get oil, the fact that the Chenveni sent the jug back with the kid is not irresponsible. That's what the father wants, and that's why the Chenveni is not chai for it. Whereas according to Rabbanon, the father didn't send the kid in order to bring back the oil. He just sent him as a messenger to tell the storekeeper, send it with somebody who's good and responsible. And that's according to Rabbanon, the storekeeper's chayev. Ask more, hold on a second. Yachi, that's really true. Aim a seifa. Take a look at the end of the Mishnah. The Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, that if this jug always remained in the hand of the kid, and the storekeeper measured the oil out into it, the storekeeper's potter. Well, how does this make sense? Well, you just said, that according to the Chumim, the kid was sent just to tell the Chenveni to send the oil with the person who's responsible. So why would the Chumim say over here that the Chenveni is not chayiv? Something's not adding up. Ella, rather, we have a totally different answer. Abai bar Oven, Rav Chanina bar Oven, Damit Shavayu, both of them say, what are we talking about over here? Pechas Amar Alpha on top, Kigon Shanatal Lamudba. It's referring to where the Chenveni took this kli from the kid to measure something with it. In other words, they're going back to the understanding that the father sent a kli with his kid, but this kli was a special measuring kli, and the Chenveni took it from the kid because he wanted to use it to measure something else. Uchad Rabba is just like Rabba. The Amar Rabba says, Hikishon is chayiv ba, that if he struck it, he's chayiv in it. What's this referring to? So there's a halacha in regards to Hashavas Haveda, that a zaken ve'en alfi chvaydai, if he's an elderly person or he's chashuv, and picking up and dealing with this Haveda is beneath his kavod, he does not have to deal with it. So for example, he's walking along the street and he sees a goat that's lost, he doesn't have to deal with it, it's below his kavod. However, Hikisha, if he struck the goat, and because of that, it walked a little bit, so now the zaken is chayiv to deal with it. And so we're comparing that to the case over here. You're right, when the father sent this jug with his kid, it's considered an Aveda Midas. It's considered as good as broken. But the moment the Chenveni takes it from the kid in order to use it for one thing or another, it's like he's picking up an Aveda, it's like he's picking up a lost object, and now he's chayiv to return it. And he can't just send it back with the kid, that's not considered returning it. And therefore, according to the Chamim, he's chayiv for that. However, in the Seifa, where the Chamim say he's not chayiv, that's because he left the kli in the hand of the child, and therefore he doesn't have a chiva, vashavas Aveda, and that's why he's not chayiv when it breaks. However, the Gemara doesn't like this comparison and asks, Amar, the Amar Rabba, maybe Rabba said the zin of vashavas Aveda, bebali chayim, only when we're talking about animals, such as a goat, like we described, dan ketinu nigra biryasa. Literally, this means because they're going to take steps outside. In other words, when a person strikes an animal and it walks, that person's basically teaching the animal to walk further away from where it's supposed to be, and therefore, when the zaken struck the animal, he's causing a loss for the owner because now it's going to be more difficult for the owner to get his animal back, and that's why the zaken has a chiv to return it. Would Rabba say this in our situation where we're talking about a jug? Just because the Chenveni took the jug out of the kid's hand, who said that now he's chayv to return it? Maybe he could just put it back in the kid's hand and he has no issue. And because of this, we have our third and final answer. Ela Marava, rather Rabba said, Ani va'arisha b'chabura tirgimi nuha, I in the line of the chabura explained our Mishnah, and now the Gemara just pauses and explains, Umanu, who is this arisha b'chabura? Reb Zeira, it's Reb Zeira. Hacham asking, what are we talking about over here? Kigon shenata lamud ba la'cherim. We're talking about where the Chenveni took this jug from the kid in order to use it as a measuring thing for somebody else, not for himself, but for somebody else. And ubishal shalami das kemifligi, their machlekes is in regards to shal shalami das, borrowing something from somebody without his knowledge. Meir Sofer, Rabbi Yehuda holds shal hava, he's just considered a borrower. Meir Sofer gazlan hava, and the Chum hold that he's a gazlan, it's like he's stealing. Now, obviously, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to borrow something without the person's knowledge. It's just that what happens when you actually do so? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're just a shal, you're a borrower. So you borrow the object, you just have to return it to where you got it from, which was the kid's hand. And as long as that's what the Chenveni did, he took it from the kid's hand and put it back into the kid's hand, he's not chai for anything that happens afterwards. But according to Chamim, a shalosh shlami das is a gazlan. It's like he's stealing it. And we know that halacha by gazlan is that he has to return it to the owner. It's not sufficient for him to just put it back into the kid's hand. That's not considered a proper returning because the kid's irresponsible. He's going to break it. And that's why it's in this case, the Chamim say that Chamim is chai for this broken kli because by him taking it from the kid's hand, he should have returned it all the way to the father and not send it back with the kid. But again, in the safe of the Mishnah where he didn't take it out of the kid's hand, even the Chamim agree that the Chamim is not chai. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.